Lynn Canal Conservation is leading a group of environmental organizations that allege the state failed to provide proper public notice before authorizing the logging of more than 1,000 acres of Haines State Forest. And they're calling for the state to cancel the timber sale, says Executive Director Jessica Plakta.
Our economy depends on an intact landscape, our fishing, our tourism, and, you know, 90% of local people utilize subsistence resources, primarily salmon, and salmon is dependent on intact forests. So yeah, the importance of this landscape really can't be overemphasized, and Baby Brown's an integral part of this landscape.
In 2017, the Baby Brown sale was canceled after Lynn Canal Conservation successfully objected, arguing the State Division of Forestry didn't create a land use plan for the entire harvest area. This spring, the Forestry Division awarded Baby Brown to an Oregon-based timber company for a bid of just over $400,000. The company has 5 years for timber harvesting from the date of signing, roughly to early 2026. But this time, they also included a second site, Glacier Side Number 2, about another 150 acres of forest for logging. Lynn Canal Conservation says bundling the two parcels together under one formal plan without public input isn't legal.
They're cutting corners on the public process to benefit the purchaser. And in this case, the purchaser is an out-of-state logging company that plans to raw log export our forest, and it doesn't benefit local people. It doesn't even benefit the state. It costs the state more to offer these sales than it does in timber receipts.
She says public comment is a required safeguard for the management of state lands, and the public might have different ideas than such short-term exploitation of resources. Deputy State Forester Tim Dabney says his office combined the two sites through an amendment for the convenience of the logging company. He says the tracts added later had already been previously authorized for logging, but that contractor had defaulted.
And without having done anything on the sale, and since the Glacier Side 2 harvest units are adjacent to the Baby Brown harvest units, the decision was for us to combine both of those sales into one sale, which is totally fine.
Dabney says his office has received the appeal and is considering their request to cancel the sale. He says the agency doesn't know when it'll rule on the challenge. He says the state attorneys and the Natural Resources Commissioner's office are reviewing whether the bundled timber sale was improper, as conservationists allege.
And we're considering their request, and I have really no information beyond that we're in consideration of their request.
Jessica Plakta with Lynn Canal Conservation says the entire Haines Forest region at the headwaters of the Chilkat Valley is critical habitat and should not be disturbed.
I think it's 13 miles of new road building, a couple of new bridges, a whole bunch of new culverts, and you know, that's a lot of damage to what's otherwise intact old growth transitional forest, which is really important.
She says there are telltale signs the old growth forest will not grow back as promised by state authorities, citing heavy logging in the upper Chilkat Valley decades ago, which also contributed to the decline of the King Salmon Runs.
You know, where a lot of us are going to go blueberry picking this September, those are 50-year-old clear cuts, and those 50-year-old clear cuts are not regrowing. They're not turning into the new old growth that the state forest predicts that we'll be having. Those are blueberry fields with a lot of alder and the occasional coniferous tree.
The bidder is listed as Northwest Forest Products of Baker City, Oregon. That's a relatively new company in Alaska. But its principal has been through this before. The outfit is owned by Stan Reynolds, a former Astoria Forest Products executive. The Astoria company had been the high bidder on the Baby Bear timber sale, which was shelved in 2017, after environmentalists objected to the process. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.